Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Okay, well, I'm afraid we're going to go from that beautiful to trash now. You may have noticed there's a new TV adaptation of Gilly Cooper's Rivals, and it's a big hit for Disney+. Even the critics are kind of saying, yeah, it's good fun. So is the Bonkbuster back in fashion? And writer and Bonkbuster fan Anna Carey is here to discuss. And Annie, you were just saying you feel you've been preparing for this item since 1989. I love it.
I think I have, since it was around the time I read Rivals itself when I was about 14. Obviously, it was a copy belonging to my friend's mother. I wasn't, you know, if you were a teenager in the late 80s, these were very much contraband.
There were certain racy mothers tended to have them, wasn't there? The racier of the mothers had them.
Not for youthful consumption officially, but they got passed around.
And so maybe explain to people who don't know, what's a Bonkbuster? What are the classic characteristics of the Bonkbuster?
Well, the term was coined in 1989, which is quite late into the Bonkbuster era, by a Guardian journalist called Sue Lim. And it was basically to describe these big, chunky, best-selling novels aimed at a female audience, but set in a very glamorous milieu, and with characters who were usually female characters who were usually very ambitious, who had a lot of sex with a lot of allegedly hot men, and there was, you know, sensation galore. So basically, a sort of glamorous, melodramatic world, and very far away from a sort of traditional romance novel that we might.
But as you say, they were kind of, I don't know, is empowering the right word, because the men tended to be vaguely ridiculous usually in them, didn't they? And the women were like boss ladies, like
literally lady boss in the title of Jackie Collins classic. Well, like Shirley Conwan, who wrote Lace, which was one of the huge Bonkbusters that, you know, of this era, she was very explicit. I interviewed her back in 2012, and she was very explicit that she wrote it as a sort of empowering book, partially for young girls, because she knew that these books get passed around by schoolgirls. And she said she wanted them to know about, like, sexual pleasure, and she wanted them to know about friendship and ambition, and because she'd been an agony aunt, and she was really shocked by some of the letters that she got. And so she was very much coming from it from a, you know, empowering,
if you can't see it, you can't be it,
exactly,
kind of thing. Yeah.
And, you know, and she was right, because that book did get passed around. And, you know, I don't know whether you could call something like Rivals empowering, but you could also call it, you know, wildly entertaining and very much written from a very specific female viewpoint.
And we kind of regard them as an 80s thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. They were very much a product of that time.
Yeah.
Weren't they?
So, yeah. Like, one of the first, you know, obviously there were big bestsellers and sensational novels. And, you know, you get stuff like Valley of the Dolls by Jacqueline Suzanne in the late 60s, which I also gobbled up as a teenager. But in some of those books, you know, the characters were kind of at the mercy of their, you know, the men in their romantic lives, and they often ended tragically. Whereas in the Bonkbuster era, which, you know, Scruples by Judith Krantz is one of the first to kick it off in 1978, it's all about, you know, these ambitious women, and it really comes of, you know, reaches its peak in the 80s. So in many ways it is, and this is one of the problematic issues about it, it's, for some of us, it's a very 80s kind of Thatcherite phenomenon as well. It's all about money. It's all about sort of individual, you know, success and ambition and glamour and conspicuous consumption.
I know, but you see, we didn't have a lot of glam in Ireland back then. We had Dallas and Falcon Crest and stuff like that.
Dynasty,
so people were mad for a bit of glam. And sure, look, Succession is still the same kind of idea. It was rich people in nice places.
Yeah.
Double crossing each other, wasn't it?
Except in this, they're all, you know, they're buying jewels, and they're running boutiques, and, you know, their jobs tend to be a lot more sort of glamorous and fun than just a boardroom, though, you know, boardrooms do feature as well, of course.
And the bonking, really, it wasn't all about bonking, was it?
No.
Like, yeah.
the bonking's kind of on the sidelines.
Is it? Okay, yeah.
It's mostly about the intrigue and and actually, you know, something like Lace by Shirley Conwan, like, it is about the friendship between the three heroines. But, you know, again, this is a book that starts off with a character coming in to the heroines and saying, all right, which of you three bitches is my mother? So, you know, the melodrama is there.
Okay.
But it's still, you know, it's still about the sort of the glamour and and drama as well.
So was there an unfair kind of literary snobbery towards the Bonkbusters, or indeed a fair literary snobbery about the Bonkbusters?
I mean, there's definitely a literary snobbery about them. But I think the thing is that has to be remembered is that there were loads of these books came out in the 80s, like so many of them, and not all of them captured the hearts of readers. I think it's really telling.
What are the classic texts over
the classic, yes, the classic
of the Bonkbuster
texts
era? The key texts.
The reading list.
Yeah.
The Ur blockbuster. Well, there's Scruples by Judith Krantz. There's Princess Daisy by Judith Krantz. I brought in an 80s edition today. It's
oh my God. Yeah. That's
got the
so,
soft focus
that brings
cover.
Me back.
You've got the golden lettering of the title. Obviously, Hollywood Wives by Jackie Collins, Lady Boss by Jackie Collins, Riders and Rivals by Gilly.
Were Jackie and Gilly were the queens of the scene, really, were they?
Yeah, and Judith Krantz as well. And then, like, there were other authors that, you know, that were big, like Barbara Taylor Bradford and Danielle Steele. But I don't know anybody who really loved them. Now, obviously, some people did because they did sell a lot. But they never had the sort of the fun of, I think, the likes of Lace or Lady Boss or Rivals.
Okay, listen, there's something going on here. So we've got Disney Plus have started it. Mm. I think you're continuing it here. The Bonkbuster could be coming back in from the cold. My advice to you right now, write a Bonkbuster.
I've got my notebook and my pen right here.
It's time it's come back around. Okay, Anna Carey, writer and Bonkbuster expert, could we say?
I'm going to put that in my CV.
Thank you very much for that journey back in time. We'll take a break.